Well, many Mainers are traveling this week for their July 4th holiday vacations, but here in vacation land, there's a partial state government shutdown. The impasse at the State House over the two-year budget is still keeping state offices and many services closed, and tensions are high in Augusta. Mal Leary is here to give us an update. Mal, are we any closer to seeing a compromise budget passed by the legislature after the longish weekend of negotiations?
That's the question that everyone's asking around the State House. We have yet another compromise coming out of the Budget Conference Committee that has received all but final approval, as you reported, in both the House and Senate. We're waiting for the House of Representatives to go in for a final enactment. Now, final enactment takes a two-thirds vote margin in both the House and the Senate, and the 92-54 vote in the House on the earlier votes, while strong, is well short of that 101. What the Democrats who want this to pass and the Republicans who want this to pass are hoping is that some of the lawmakers who weren't there to vote earlier, who did vote for a budget on Friday night, will show up for a vote tonight, and that puts them even closer to that 101 margin. But we're still not sure they're going to make it.
So, yeah, does that two-thirds margin look likely?
That, again, is a very difficult question to answer. There's a lot of lobbying going on. In fact, one of the reasons why the House has not gone in this afternoon after the Senate unanimously passed the budget in those earlier votes is to give time for Republicans to lobby Republicans. Senate Republicans and those House Republicans who do support passage of the budget have been lobbying their colleagues to try to change some votes. Whether they have been successful, Nora, is a question we won't know until they go in. And so far, the bell to indicate that they will be going in imminently has not started to ring. So we're not even sure when they're going to go in this evening.
So in the event that they do vote on it and it does pass by a wide enough margin, will that actually mean that the shutdown ends? Because Governor LePage doesn't like the compromise, apparently, and he said he won't act on it for 10 days.
And that's one of the issues that have some lawmakers very upset. The governor spoke with Speaker Gideon and President Thibodeau this morning and told them that he wants the lodgings tax, which is one element of this budget, pulled out, or he will not sign the bill and will take the entire 10 days allowed by the Constitution to actually veto the bill. So that is a real question. We have a real possibility that even though the legislature comes up with a two-thirds vote tonight, that the shutdown will continue.
Okay, well, thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Nora.